Om Shri Sai Ram. Glory be to our God, our beloved Lord, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, His Son, Jesus the Christ, and all the divine beings and the angels and the blessed devotees of Lord Sai who have descended upon the divine valley of Prashanti Nilayam in South India to celebrate yet another organic and spiritually charged Christmas 2016. Jai Sai Ram, Feliz Navidad, Merry Christmas and a very good morning, dear listeners. Our ashram is all decked up in the spirit of Christmas and Baba's devotees of all skin and hair colors are milling around as the various teams put up the decorations. Choir practices have intensified and today on Morning Glory, I have a Christmas special lined up for you. We will start with a live studio discussion with the members of the Christmas decoration team for 2016. It's my pleasure to introduce you to my four studio guests. And they are Mr. Subri, Mr. Devan Naidu, Mr. Jeeva Govinder and Mr. Basil. And I'm going to request each of my guests to please introduce themselves before they speak for the first time on the show. My first question goes to Brother Subri Naidu. Brother, we have noticed that each year a country takes charge of the overall Christmas decorations in Prashanti. This year there has been a departure from that trend. Would you care to bring us up to speed on this new initiative after you have briefly introduced yourself to our listeners, sir?
Om Sai Ram. My name is Subramani Naidu, better known as Subri Naidu by many people. I've been in the Satya Sai organization since 1975. From 1983, I've been a member of the Central Council, now the National Council. I'm currently the National Deputy President, and I am the coordinator for Christmas decorations in Prashanti Nilayam. We had a challenge being part of the Christmas committee. We had no country to do the decorations for 2016. And it was a great challenge. The chairman of the Christmas committee contacted me and said, we got a problem, how are we going to go about it? After praying to Swami, he's given the answers to put a team together from South Africa while I'm in that country. It was more easier to coordinate. And I've put a good team together. I've approached the team that helped me to put the Christmas decorations 2010, which was a great success here in Prashanti Nilayam. And these chaps wholeheartedly agreed to do this Christmas decorations this year. It was a team of very, very dedicated, long-time devotees of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba, who dedicated many, many, many hours over the years in the Satya Sai organization. These band of men currently with me right now have dedicated many, many hours this year to put this year's Christmas decoration to where it is right now. This team sat together for many, many hours starting from April this year, 3 days a week, putting hours from like 7 p.m. till 1, 2 in the morning to put this together. We had the great challenge of, or the great opportunity to put up a design and a theme for this Christmas decorations. And I got Brother Jeeva, who is here with me, who was the main coordinator, who put a team together, and these brothers worked tirelessly to get our Christmas decorations to where it is right now.
Hmm. Well, thank you for that. So I would turn to then Brother Jeeva. Govinder, brother, apart from introducing yourself, if you could tell us what is the overall theme and the color scheme and the design behind this year's Christmas decor, because it is already looking so stunning out here. And, you know, we took some pictures at Radio Sai, which have been circulated, and the response is tremendous. Everybody who's not here wishes they were here. It looks like a paradise, a divine paradise. So what is the theme behind it, brother?
Om Shri Sai Ram. I'm Jeeva Govinder, a devotee in South Africa, Chatsworth Region 2. As Uncle Subri has mentioned, we spent, through Swami's grace, we've spent many, many hours working together as a team, trying to put together the design, the theme, and the entire concept as an offering to Swami. With it being Christmas, we had to reflect on what Jesus' underlying message was, and it was none other than love. Even non-Christians would commonly associate love thy neighbor as thyself as being one of the commandments of Jesus' messages. So on the birth of the Lord, what more can we offer but the message of love?
Truly, well spoken, yes.
So love was going to be the message, but what we wanted was for that message to translate into practical spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So after hours of brainstorming and prayer, and as Swami would have it, we came up with an acronym for the word love. And it automatically had given us the message of practical spirituality, mm-hmm. because it stood for living our values every day. So that became the theme for Christmas for this year.
Very nice, living our values every day. L-O-V-E. Yeah. Nice.
So Swami also gave us the answers to merge the concept of love with the theme of living our values every day. And that then brought the message of the human values, the five human values. And in terms of practical spirituality,
mm-hmm.
love as thought is truth. Love as action is right conduct. Love as feeling is peace. And love as understanding is nonviolence. So with the symbol, so naturally the symbol for Christmas became the heart, symbolizing love, and the colors thereafter naturally then became the colors of the human values, which was orange, blue, violet, and green. So Swami took care of everything. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. And I love that the expansion of that acronym L-O-V-E, living our values every day. And you mentioned that, you know, everybody, Christians and non-Christians, are participating. So I'd like to share with our listeners and with all four of you gentlemen that the other day I was just pulling up to park my car, and it was such a sight to behold. I regret not being ready with the camera. I saw a person who is obviously part of your team. He's a sannyasi, wears ochre robes, orange colors. He's a renunciate and a Hindu sadhu, obviously. He was walking around carrying this whole lot of holly and a big cross on his shoulders to take it up for decoration. I cannot think of any place on the face of this enormous, beautiful planet where a Hindu sannyasi would so joyfully participate in decorating to announce the birth of Jesus the Christ. This is something that we have happening only in Prashanthi Nilayam and only because of Baba's grace. And it's so unusual for someone who's not as broad-minded as we are, thanks to Swami's training, to even accept or process such a fact. One picture that would speak a million words, you know, a Hindu sadhu carrying the cross and the holly, taking it somewhere. He was transporting it somewhere. It was quite heavy. I wish I could scramble and grab my mobile and take a picture, but I lost that shot. It was worth it. Now, I'd like to turn to Brother Devan Naidu. If you can please tell us and bring us up to speed about who are the volunteers involved and how do you guys plan such a massive mammoth exercise? How do you divide the labor? How does it all work?
Om Sri Sai Ram. I'm Devan Naidu. I belong to a center, the Hillside Center, Sai Center in Durban. We have served as a server convener.
I see.
And then moved on to a regional server convener position in the South Coast region. Sister Karuna, volunteers for this year's decorations were open to the last 10 countries that participated in the Christmas decorations. However, as per Swami's divine plan, when we got here, they were very eager devotees from across the globe, whom we had to welcome into the team. We identified team leaders that took responsibilities for the different design elements, like the fabric, the wreaths, carpentry, substructures, vinyl, etc. And this year, the additional participants, we had devotees from Poland, Malaysia, Israel, Russia, Ukraine,
wow.
The Netherlands, Germany, so many other countries had participants this year. In terms of the decor, decorations. There are three phases.
Mm-hmm.
The manufacture, which happened in Shed 2, that was over the last 10 days. The installation, we started on the 20th, and it has to be completed by the 23rd. And thereafter, it will be removal, pack, and store away, which normally happens between the 20th and the 4th of January.
Wow, sounds like a turnkey operation. Very well planned out. Great project management, I must say. I'm now going to turn to Brother Basil Nadesan. Brother, what are the highlights of the experience of working in such a global environment where you're celebrating Christmas in an ashram in South India? It's almost oxymoronic to talk of Christmas being celebrated in an ashram in South India to those who don't understand what Baba stood for. So, what's the experience like? And, you know, you mentioned so many countries. I can't imagine many of those people possibly don't even celebrate Christmas with such joy in the countries of their origin because of political climate and so on. But in Parthi, everybody's free.
Om Sairam, Sister Karuna.
Sairam.
Thanks to our dear Lord for allowing us this chance to be aired on radio. I'm going to give you a quick overview before we continue.
Sure.
I've been here since 2009.
Okay.
Doing the lighting and decorations. A part of the international team.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing the videos back in South Africa,
mm-hmm.
With Swami giving darshan, created this yearning to want to be part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Also to light up Sai Kulwanthal. I'm a Sarvadal in South Africa.
I see.
Who gets involved in most of the decorations and lighting from the central level right up to the national level.
And where in South Africa are you located, brother?
I'm in Chatsworth in Durban.
Okay.
Right. This was the start of this amazing form of sadhana. In 2009, we journeyed to Prashanti, and we were allowed and graced with lighting and decor only in 2010. I was amazed at the joy and the decor and lighting brought to all the devotees, and especially the children. And this was the turning point for Christmas in Prashanti. This was Christmas, the teamwork that we were involved with was always graced by our loving and omnipresent Lord.
Mm-hmm.
This was made possible, and I've been part of this ever since. Working with the different countries, and surprisingly the language, was not a problem. It was always the joy and love that made working together positive and successful. The teamwork that we had going, we had an amazing group of youngsters and young devotees that were always made themselves available and made it the duty to be present here in Prashanti. They were always here, available to accomplish this work. We have devotees from all walks of life, doctors, lawyers, professionals, that were always available to climb up ladders and trees.
Mm-hmm.
They were always humbled by doing the work and continuing with serving. Usually the younger generation always enjoy the fruits of freedom and personal interest. But here in Prashanti, we've had them so dedicated, and they always enjoyed every minute of the hard work and love and dedication.
Mm.
This year, especially, was a little bit of a change. We worked mostly with the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lot of the elderly gentlemen that helped us with this love offering. And amazingly enough, the age group was between 60 to 70 years old.
Wow, very impressive.
Correct. So
the spirit of Christmas, I guess it possesses us all,
yes,
beyond our ages.
Correct. And this was the better half of our team that we've had working. It's an amazing journey that we've had, and we'll always enjoy this. I'll always want to be here, and hopefully Swami graces us with this.
Mm, so nice to hear that. Mm. Wonderful. This in this atmosphere of Bonhami and so much of love, are there any challenges involved, Brother Jiva?
Sarah. Yes, you know, typically Swami, we have our plan, and Swami has a divine plan. So naturally, there will be challenges. You know, from the outset with us meeting every week, some of our brothers, I'd like to acknowledge at this point in time,
mm-hmm.
Obviously couldn't be here. And that's Brother Balanaika, who was the part of the operations planning. Brother Desigan Naidu, who was our graphic designer on the project, and Brother Raveen Gamson, who was a part of the design set out as well. So due to work commitments in South Africa, we we had great challenges meeting. We had to, at very short notice, change our meeting times and schedules. But nevertheless, Swami has made it possible for us to be here. Some of the things that we reflected on as challenges as opposed to what we've experienced in 2010, normally we would prefer, after doing the design, meeting with the manufacturers where we could look at what's being produced, because we want only the best for Swami. In this particular case, most of our procurement was preferred to have been done in India. So although we were designing elements of the overall plan, mm-hmm. we couldn't readily communicate with the manufacturers. So that was one major challenge.
Big intercontinental project. Wow.
Yes, it was. And also to look at the logistics of exporting materials from South Africa, mm-hmm. and receiving it here, the paperwork and the logistics thereof was quite prohibitive, and therefore we leaned heavily on wanting to have most of the material manufactured here. Mm. I'd just like to touch on one particular example. We had most of the banners manufactured here in India. Mm-hmm. After we've arrived, and due to our measurements being in centimeters and meters, and India working in feet and inches, we had submitted the plans, the layout of the banners. And as Swami would have it, one banner, which is a Sayful Christmas with Swami picture on it, and one with Jesus on it, it turned out to be double the size of what we had asked for. So I'm still trying to figure out the message in that. Maybe Swami was extremely happy with the banner, and it has a bigger purpose somewhere. We're still trying to find a place for where we're going to put it.
The bigger, the better.
Yes, indeed. Communications with some of the Sevadars in the project. We've got a group of about 12 Russians. Don't speak a word of English. So almost every meeting or session that we have, we needed to have an interpreter. Mm-hmm. So that was quite interesting. And we've asked Uncle Subri to learn Russian by the next Christmas.
I'm sure he'll manage it with Swami's grace.
Fixing details, you know, from what we've had in 2010 to what we see now has changed quite a bit. So when we get here and we find things have changed, then we've got to make a plan from our
constant plans. Evolving. Swami expects that, you know. Yeah. You have to hit the ground running and go with it.
That's it.
Deal with it.
But I think the greatest challenge is that, you know, naturally as devotees of the Lord, we want to be able to give the best. You know, we want to have no expense spared to offer to the Lord. But Swami doesn't want us. It's not about the pomp and the glory of Christmas. It's about us being the decorations on His divine tree.
Mm, very nicely said. Yes, indeed. Wow. So many people milling together and doing so many interactions, different teams, different languages. I'm sure there are some side stories about working on this annual exercise in Puttaparthi, which is not only about decorating the ashram, but also a lot of inner transformation. So I'm going to ask Brother Devan if he can bring us up to speed on that, please.
Om Sai Ram. For this year, when we got here to Prashanthi Nilayam, it was supposed to be all these international countries that were supposed to be there. When we got to the shed, there were only four Russians to start off. And we had this mammoth task. So we got four South Africans and four Russians, just the eight, trying to make all these reeds and get all this decorations together.
Four South Africans and Swami. Between the few of you, nine of you, perfect number.
And thereafter, Swami just sends the right people at the right time with the right skills. And therefore, the decorations is going on so well as it is. Working with devotees from across the globe who share this common goal, working in love and unity to make the decorations grand and glorious, is always an amazing experience. We always hear devotees from other countries sharing their experiences, and this just reassures us of Swami's omnipresence. And just to share some miracles over the years, I've been involved in Christmas decorations.
Please, yes.
I know the near New Zealand was involved. Swami materialized Vibhuti and Kungam on their candle at the shrine.
Wow.
For our 2010 experience, The Christmas committee, I think, omitted to tell us that we required a candle for Christmas. And when we got here, they've asked us to get a candle, and we sent one of the local devotees to Bangalore to purchase a candle, only to find out that the candle that the size that we require, actually requires about 2 weeks to make. And we didn't have that luxury of time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to just take what the supplier had. He had a candle about the size we wanted, but it was a red square candle. And usually they use a white round candle for Christmas. When we opened the box, believe it or not, the candle was white and round. So that was Swami's miracle. Another
makes you wonder who's running the show, actually.
I've also had my own personal best moment in my entire life in 2010,
mm-hmm.
close up with Swami, which maybe I won't share now, but...
No, go ahead, please, feel free.
No, I'll speak about the group
okay.
experience. Before we could come to South Africa, our region had the opportunity, golden opportunity to decorate Swami's house, the Yaji Mandir, and we bought this beautiful pots, which was quite big and large, and we decorated it with flowers, and we had taken it to Swami's house. We placed it in front of his entrance, but the sevadal that was there said, "This is looking too beautiful. Put it on top of Swami's balcony, because Swami, most often, he looks, opens the door and he looks through that balcony, and that's the best offering for Swami." But obviously we couldn't go through Swami's house to take it on the top of the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
We battled, because in Prasyanthi Nilayam, you know, the ladders are not very stable. So we battled to get the spots up. But obviously we were trying to do this as quiet as possible, not to disturb Swami.
So from outside you put
from
a ladder.
From outside, yeah. We're trying to get on top of this balcony with those huge pots.
Uh-huh.
But Swami, in his omnipresence, sends Brother Satyajit. He comes out, he tells us, Swami says, "Tell my devotees it is too dangerous to take the pots up on the ladder. Please leave the pots there. Tomorrow come at 10 o'clock, pots will be on the balcony for them." And we go there the next day, as Swami promised, pots were on the balcony.
So beautiful.
To continue our work.
That is totally lovely to know. Would you like to add to that, Brother Subri? Please go ahead.
Just to share two experiences.
Yeah, please.
As Swami says, when you do his work, he will protect you like the eyelids protect the eye.
Well said, yeah.
And just to share my experience over the years doing service work, in 2010 I was given the opportunity to light the candle with Swami. And he held my hand and together we lit the candle. And I had psoriasis for 20 years, you know. And after lighting the candle,
when the Lord touched your hand.
When he touched my hand, I see I'm no more scratching and I'm feeling better. I didn't say my family anything. They were with me at the time. I waited for 3 days. And then I see it was getting cured. And by the time I left here, within a week, I was completely cured before I leave Puttaparthi.
And it hasn't come back.
Hasn't come back again.
Wow.
So, and that's one of the experiences that Swami, and then with last year in one of Basil had a youngster that had a problem with the vertebra. He couldn't turn his head, he couldn't sleep,
uh-huh.
and he couldn't help us. He couldn't even climb up the ladders to assist us. And he was passionate to serve. So we asked him to go to the general hospital, and they sent him to the super speciality hospital. And one of the doctors that Swami worked through, when he heard this boy's pains, the doctor just started pressing at his stomach and said to him, "Tell me where the pain is."
Mm.
And eventually when the doctor pressed and he said, "The pain is here," then he said to him, "The problem is not there, it's here." And he gave him some medication.
In the abdomen, somewhere in the abdomen.
Yes.
Okay.
And gave him the medication. And 2 days later, he was up the ladder doing the work. And this is the way our beloved Bhagavan blesses us when we do his work.
Yeah.
As he says, grace is equal to the proportion of effort you put in. The more you put in, the more Bhagavan is happy with you.
Yes, and that's something I'm so privileged to hear from so many different people who come to Radio Sai and who are all his instruments and who work for Bhagavan and his mission. And they all say that the more effort they put in to be his instruments with love and humility, the more they find that their life is run on autopilot. Swami takes over all their problems and he looks after their health, their personal issues, their professional issues. Everything is being looked after by someone else. It's like your whole life is Swami's responsibility. And we don't even have to speak and discuss that with him. Would you like to add something, brother?
Yes, thank you, Sister Karuna. I'd just like to share an experience in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Just coming up to the final stages of sending all of the equipment that we had prepared for the decorations here in Prashanthi,
mm-hmm.
We had put together 5 crates of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We had then sent it through to the courier company. It mm-hmm. was at the airport, ready to be scheduled to leave South Africa in a day. I get a call late the afternoon to say that the crates are too big. In its size, and it won't fit in the plane, so it's not going to be able to get up to India. I phoned Brother Devan and I phoned Brother Balan, and I said to them, this is the challenge that we have. And then I sat back and I prayed to Swami, and I said, Swami, only you can sort this out. And within a few minutes, Brother Devan called me back to say, there's a devotee in Johannesburg. Call him and ask him if he could go there and have a look. This devotee, Brother Cass, went through to the airport, had a look at the crates. By that afternoon, they had cut those crates down to the correct size. But the amazing part was, when we filled these crates, it was filled to the maximum. There was no place in that crate to allow for anything else.
To reduce the size.
To reduce the size. But how they were able to reduce that size that day that we required it, and to still fit everything in there and have it sent up to Prashanthi is only Swami's grace.
Magic, Sai magic. He must have deflated the contents just that much to allow for the crates to be reduced in size. And no one can rationally explain that. Now I'm going to turn to Brother Subri. There are so many aspects to the... As I'm hearing from all of you and as I hear from every year's Christmas committee, there are many aspects to the project of decorating our ashram for Christmas. How does it all come together? Because, you know, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, as we all know, as Aristotle taught us. How do you all get everything together, the coordination? What goes on?
I think in the very outset, when we put this international team together to do the decorations, and when we met with the team in Shed 2, at first to inspire and motivate the group of people, I said to them that we are here, we are blessed to be here by Bhagavan, who has given us this great opportunity to serve in His divine name and consciousness. And I said to everybody, it's not about the decoration. It's not about how beautiful the decoration is going to be. Swami is going to do the decoration. But what is more important is our theme for the decoration is on love. And I said, it's the feeling behind putting these decorations together. As the feelings divine, is the thoughts right? Are we working with love? Are we working with unity?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I said to them, the end of it, it's not about the decoration, is how us, through preparing these decorations, transform and go out of Prashanthi Nilayam as better devotees. So I asked them all to focus on having unity, love, no anger, no frustration. As you know, when you do these large kind of projects, there's a lot of frustration and anger. And I think that tone was set in the very beginning, and I must say with all the countries involved, there was so much of love, so much of unity, and I said to them, the love must be in this decoration, that whoever sits in the Kulwant Hall, through the decoration, that love must go on through, through the devotees, you know. And that worked out very well. The teams worked with so much of love, so much of unity, so much of harmony, from the time the decoration started right up till now. So I thought that was very, very good, and you could see that all of them are really happy to be part of it. And some of them already said, we are looking forward for next year's decoration.
Oh. I think that's a great leadership step to set the tone at the beginning and to remind everybody why we are doing it. It's not to show our skills or our talent as much as to pour our love into something and transform that act into an act of worship.
That was important for the people, and they all felt good, and the respect and the love that everyone had for one another. I think it was amazing. That was the best part of the decoration, where you could see the smiles and the love right through, even in the Coolmont Hall. You could feel the divine energy flowing through the devotees. It was amazing. And I think for me, that is what's going to be the highlight of this decoration, is the love amongst the devotees. We actually, I think the way it went about, that I asked everyone, we all have to live the theme, and all of them listened, and I think we said living our values every day was part of our life from inception up till now.
That is so inspiring, really. Now, this ethnic potpourri that works as a team to decorate for this grand birthday party for the Son of God, where does it all come from? Because you're in a leadership position, perhaps you can tell us where all these strands come from to weave so beautifully into the Christmas party here in Prashanthi.
I think over the years, people that came. I, for example, started this in 2008, joining the country California, and then came on to Atlanta next. We South Africa did it in 2010, and then in 2011 we worked with Croatia. In 2012 I was appointed coordinator, and I think what is important is the different types of people you meet from the different countries, and the love and the energy that's put in. Previously, we worked with a country. When a country comes, they come with all their devotees. And it's amazing to see how these people together work and make things happen. But this year, 2016, was unique because we had different nationalities, different countries, different language barriers. And it was quite interesting working with different people. In between, we're learning one, two words of Russian and German. And
now you have to learn more than one, two words. Next year, you have to be proficient in Russian.
We'll have to do that, yeah. But working together and all the love, as I said earlier on, it's the love and the way the people work. And what is amazing, when we said to them that we're starting at certain time, the people were sitting, especially the Russians, I have to mention this, they so devoted that they're there beforehand, and they were just ready to go.
Very disciplined too.
Very disciplined, and all that was amazing, you know, to see all these people from the different countries, how we got together, and through the unity and the love, we got to where we are now.
Wow, this is wonderful. We never know how silently Baba's devotees work. We just see our ashram transforming into this heavenly site, but little do we know how much of thought and intense sadhana has gone behind it. This is a massive project, and how silently and selflessly the entire Christmas committee every year does it. Congratulations to all of you, and I really want to thank all four of you for coming to the studio and bringing our listeners up to speed. So on behalf of all of us, Brother Subri, Brother Devan Naidu, Brother Jiva Govinder, and Brother Basil, thank you, and Sai Ram.